Okay. Music, everything kind of going. We're going to try something we've never tried before. And we post a place-by-place fishing report. And that's up on fishandfranks.com. And we've never tried to record it while we did it. So we're going to give that a try. It's Fish and Frank in the chair, Robert in the chair across from me, or to the side of me, because I got to sit the other way to see the computer. So we're going to see what happens.
That'll be fun. Interesting, I guess, would be the better word.
Unique. I'll go with unique with you. All right, let's give this a shot. All right, what's happening at the 41 Bridge?
41 Bridge has got some whiting, a few Spanish mackerel, and a few sharks during the daytime. And then at nighttime, you've got a lot of tarpon, and the snook bite's been pretty good, too, the last few days. It has been at sporadic times, though, but basically after dark.
Okay. What's going on at Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Alligator Creek?
Been a lot of jacks going through there. A few oddball trout at the entrance, and a few snooks starting to leave out of there, especially after these rains that pushed a few procrastinators out.
And, alright, I got lots of jacks and a few trout. Snook leaving.
Yeah.
Leaving, so they are close to the mouth of the creek. Yes, boys and girls, I am typing while Robert does that, and my typing skills are, let's say, they leave a little
He's
bit.
He's not a speed typer.
No, okay.
But a lot better than I am.
What's going on at the reef? An Alligator Creek reef, concrete reef, 1 mile reef, whatever.
Some Spanish mackerel of assorted sizes, mostly on the smaller side. A lot of cobia, but most of those are undersized. And then there's been an assortment.
It's okay, you can die while we're in here. Right. You can just cough, hack that lung out. You know, you got one lung left.
Frog in my throat.
And,
a lot of sharks. Whole lot of sharks. Most of them are on the smaller side, which is a blast if you're, you know, newer kids.
Oh, I like catching the smaller ones. As well. And okay. Bayshore Pier. What's going on Bayshore Pier?
Been a few cobia and small sharks there during the daytime. The whiting bite's been off. I don't know what's up with that.
How's the tarpon been going through there?
A few here and there. It's been real spotty up there. They seem to be out just a little bit out of casting range.
From here. Alright. Boquilla, Jug Creek Shoals. This is making me learn to type faster.
I like Boquilla. That's doing really good for an assortment of stuff. There's Spanish mackerel, lots of sharks. Not a lot of trout, but they are better quality trout. Been a few snook and redfish around. And then if you're real patient, the tarpon have been coming through in ones and twos, you know, every half hour to every hour.
Okay. There. All right, I had on that doing well on different fish, Spanish mackerel, sharks, ARK, and some nice sized trout and tarpon coming by.
Yep. I mean, just about everything. I mean, there's been jacks, cobia, I mean, good mixed variety of stuff, and plus there's been an assortment of bait, ballyhoo, white bait, and pinfish.
Yeah, we're going to get hardcore into the bait at the bottom of the page. We have the Bull Bay and Turtle Bay. What's going on there?
A lot of snook. A lot of snook in there. A few incidental trout and a few redfish. the redfish are eating pinfish and shrimp up in there. They're not chasing the white bait too much.
Pinfish and what?
And shrimp.
Under the trees?
Yeah.
And K-Pays Reef, what's going on up there?
Spanish mackerel and sharks mostly. Been a few tarpon around it too.
Yeah, it's going to be slow going for you listeners. Me typing so slow, but what's going on at K-Pays Bar?
K-Pays Bar has been a little quiet this week that I've heard.
Me typing slow, Robert coughing and dying over there in the background.
I don't know what's up with my...
You sound terrible. Oh, me, I just got big headaches. Okay, quiet this week. Still some big snook up by the shoreline from what I've heard. Anything else going on?
No, not that I can think of. I mean, the snook doesn't surprise me. It's just so sporadic with them.
What's going on in deep holes in the harbor?
Just about everything, if you catch it right. They're so isolated. Shark.
Do you want me to pause this so you can die for a while and we can come back to it?
I don't know what's going on. Shark, tarpon, cobia, lots of catfish, and some jacks.
Okay, one of the things I'll mention on that, if you see tarpon rolling, go deep with your baits.
Why is that?
It seems the one on top, or it's becoming more like it does in the past, where they're rolling, and not feeding, and it's the ones going down deep that are the ones that are eating.
Okay, I could buy that.
Yeah, it's, don't understand why, but when you're in the 20-foot hole, the middle hole, the Pirate Harbor hole, not so much up in the 14, 15 feet of water, but as soon as you get more than that, if you see the tarpon rolling, cast deep. I mean, work your baits deep. If you're throwing a DOA bait buster, throw it out and count to 10 or 15 before you start bringing it back.
Okay.
Don't try and work it like you normally would for those tarpon. Get it deep, and you'll do a lot better on your results. East side of the harbor?
East side, the redfish are in the back creeks mostly, some along the edges. A lot of snook moving everywhere.
Okay.
And then shark and trout in the bar.
Where are the snook at?
They're along all the little islands and out along the drip edges of the main shoreline. They're moving around a lot, heading south.
Now, what were we saying about sharks?
Well, the shark and the trout are kind of on the outside edge of the bar, scattered up and down the whole thing.
I hope if I could spell trout. Okay, on the east side, what about, is Tom Adams Pier open yet?
No, still closed.
Still closed. Gilcrest Pier, what's going on over there?
Gilcrest Pier, there's been some jacks in the morning and some nice, you know, some snook sporadically through there.
Okay. And South Gulf Cove, what's going on back there? Anything?
I have not heard a word back in there.
Alright.
A few guys have been buying shiners, but no feedback.
Yeah, it's hard. If you don't get a call, it's hard to tell what's going on. Alright, out in the Gulf of Mexico. This is going to be a long one.
Yeah, it is. from the passes all the way out to 12, 15 miles, mangrove snapper, grunts, and a few porgies.
Okay.
Spanish mackerel. A few cobia. And the stone crab pots are about ready to leave because they got like a 5-day grace period because I think today it closes. So there's been some triple tail still out there.
Alright, what else?
Going out to like 25 to 35. A few bigger kingfish. Red grouper and amberjack are doing real good.
Alright, king mackerel are doing real good. Red grouper, did you say?
Yeah, red grouper and amberjack.
I don't know if this is going to be a good segment for the show or not, with as long as it takes me to get this done.
Right.
What else is going on in the Gulf?
There's been a few incidental tuna, oddball sailfish, and some peanut dolphin.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Okay, along with dolphin, the dolphin are... PHIN/mahi are very small, maybe 18 inches.
Yeah, maybe.
Chicken dolphin, peanut dolphin.
Cracker size.
Yep. They're great if you get a bag of saltines with you. Just slap a flay between a saltine cracker and you're all good. L. Okay. PH. I guess I'll come back later and fix the spelling mistakes. Yeah, like I'm going to do it. Heard anything at Harbor Heights Park?
No, I have not. Is that open back up?
I don't know. So.
I know they were working on the dock, but I don't
from,
know.
From Pirate Harbor down to Two Pines.
Snook. Few redfish. Been some trout and a lot of little sharks.
Outside the bar for the sharks?
Right on top and the outside edge of it, yeah.
Sharks. Alright, what else is going on down there?
There has been some tarpon and some cobia also cruising up and down the bar. Just gotta be patient because it's not great numbers, but enough where it's fishable and not a lot of pressure.
Not a lot of tarpon, but not a lot of boats either. So, good place to find your tarpon. Alright. Let's see what's... I don't know why I can't spell boats. My fingers always go O-A instead of A-O. Or
vice versa,
whatever.
Yeah.
What's going on I-75?
Just heard of a few black drum and a couple incidental trout.
Okay. Lashley Pier.
Some whiting. A few small sharks. It's really about the only two things I've heard of lately off of there. I'm sure there's other activity going on, but...
Alright, what's going on in Lemon Bay?
Lemon Bay's been really good. Snook, trout, and redfish on the edges of the docks and under the docks.
Okay.
Been some incidental flounder, some big whiting, few mangrove snapper. A lot of little sharks.
Yeah, SNA snappers. Not 3Ps. Okay. And Matt Lachey, what's going on down there?
I haven't heard anything at Matt Lachey this week.
Well, I can throw in a little bit. There's a few redfish on the Indian fields. And fish. Then tons of snook.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of snook down there. Under the bridge. And anywhere along the shorelines just north of there.
Okay. It's a pretty area.
Under the short, under the mangroves, anywhere along the shorelines.
Right. I haven't gotten to fish that much or along that shoreline.
Yeah, I took about a year and messed with it down there.
It's a pretty area. I just don't get to experience it very often.
No, it's nice down there. The
got really healthy looking grass. That much I remember.
Yeah, it's getting like the west side of the harbor and all that down there, and they don't allow any boats in that whole Ding Darling area. And right now, all that algae is dying and drifting up, and it's just ruining the water quality down there. There's no oxygen. It's really getting bad down there. It does every summer. Ding Darling is a dead zone all summer. They need to allow boats to idle through there and thatch that grass up, break it up, allow that tides to drift that all that algae and muck out as it's decaying.
Right.
That's why I don't want any pole and troll zones on the east or west side. Slow speed zones, I'm 100% with. But pole and troll, we just don't have the tidal current to take all this stuff out. And without the boats going through and, you know, blowing the stuff loose and breaking it up, getting it to drift away or, you know, just disperse a little bit.
Yeah,
we have a lot of dead fish. All right, Myakka River, Elgin Bean, the Myakka Cutoff, Tippy Canoe Bay, 14-foot hole. What's going on?
The whole mouth of the Myakka all the way up to Eljo Bean. There have been tarpon, cobia, mixed sizes of sharks, even a few Spanish and jacks.
Kind of weird the mackerel are still up there.
Yeah.
And
rain's been heavy, but it hasn't been consistent. No.
It hasn't affected the Arcadia levels. I looked yesterday, or Wednesday, and it was still down at like 1.2 feet in Arcadia, which means there's no water coming down the river.
Yeah, I think these storms have been so isolated, even though they dump a ton of water, hasn't been enough to do anything.
Okay, on to the next one, which is the passes. Let's go from Ponarasa to Redfish to Captiva to Boca to Gasparilla. What's going on?
Well, Ponarasa and Redfish and Captiva are definitely by far better for your snook, your few big redfish, and your snapper.
The redfish. I've heard a lot about the snook and the snappers, though.
There hasn't been great numbers of them, but they're big redfish.
I'm just going to put a couple of big redfish.
And then Captiva and Boca and Little Gasparilla are by far your number one shots at tarpon.
Now there's snook in all of them, as I've heard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Peace River, up there anywhere?
I haven't heard anything up there.
Yeah, I can't help you with that one either. I haven't heard anything coming out of the river, so question marks. What we're doing, boys and girls, if you're just tuning in, is... each week we try and post on our website a place-by-place fishing report. And what we're doing is we go by each place, and Robert's cluing me in. We said, well, we'll try it as a radio fishing show. It's a little slow, but we'll see what happens. Piney Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's been really good. If you're patient and waiting along the edges of the bars, lots of tarpon. Well, tarpon coming through. Some decent sized sharks.
Okay.
Been some real nice trout. Not great numbers, but nice trout in the deeper sand holes mixed in with some bonnet heads and Spanish mackerel.
No, say that again.
In the deeper potholes, some bigger trout, not great numbers, but good size fish.
On the flats itself?
Yeah.
Let's have, what is it now?
The bigger trout, Spanish mackerel, and some bonnet head sharks. Definitely seems to be the year of bonnet heads.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to take me a minute to fix this. Somehow or another, I hit the caps lock. Jimmy, what's wrong with my fingers today? So, it's kind of neat, but along the ICW, you've got more of the tarpon and stuff like that. Get back on the flats, you get a little more trout and mackerel and stuff like that. So, what's going on with the Placida? What's up there?
Off the trestle itself during the daytime, mangrove snapper, Spanish, small sharks.
Okay.
And then at night, the nice snook, bigger mangrove snapper, a few tarpon, and a few sharks.
Ponce de Leon Park, PGI canals.
A lot of jacks, few snook, some nice black drum.
Okay.
A lot of juvenile tarpon throughout there too.
Really?
Yeah. Not in Ponce, but up inside PGI.
Okay. Goodness. Would it be nice if I could actually type this out? All right, Porchella Beach Pier.
Pier's closed.
Haven't heard anything about that in a while. I'm just going to guess there's nothing going on in the spillways. There's no water running. So.
Yeah, it'd be a good guess.
All right, let's go to Ponarasa, Sanibel Island. Tarpon for sure.
Yes, definitely. A lot of snook starting to dump out on the beaches down there, too.
Okay, what else is going on?
Some pretty big whiting right there along the surf with those big numbers of snook. And then there's been some guys catching some sharks on both sides, on the ICW side and on the beach side.
Okay. Ooh, as well as the Ebic. Okay, Sharkies, Venice Jetties, anything going on up there?
Venice Jetties has been real good. Some mangrove snapper, a lot of snook, few shark, and then quite a few Spanish mackerel.
Sharks, oh God, S-H-A-R-K-S. And Spanish.
Problem is your brain moves faster than your fingers want to.
No, they just work backwards. It would be nice, but it's just, yeah, I don't know why, but no. All right, if you're going to walk the beaches, just any of the beaches from Sanibel up to Venice and casting out from shore, what would you expect to catch?
Definitely whiting, snook, jacks, and a few blue runners.
Okay, anything else?
There's been a few scattered reports of the tarpon sharks. You know, just incidental, depending on the area where you're at, I guess, during that day. All those fish are starting to move farther away from the passes, which is cool. So before it was more concentrated closer to the passes, now they're spreading out more.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been hearing tarpon reports from Estero, Fort Myers, all the way up through to Venice.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere along the beach, you know, we did the tarpon maps, and it's just red lines all the way, red dots all the way down the beach.
Yeah, and it's crazy because some of those guys are literally casting in like 2.5-3 feet of water, right where almost where the drop off is as you walk off the beach.
Right. I mean, almost throw the crab on the sand and bring it out.
Yeah. Pretty wild, but this is the cool time of year to see all that because it's just, you know, swimming pool clear.
All right, West Wall. What's going on in West Wall?
West Wall's got some scattered redfish and snook. Most of them are right along the drip edge or just up underneath it under the bushes. And then okay. You got the cobia and the trout. Assorted sharks and tarpon on the outside edge of the bar, right on top of it.
Alright, anything else?
No, I haven't heard anything else unusual or cool. Not consistent, anyway.
Okay, what's going on with a whitebait report?
Devilfish. And it's been sporadic. I mean, this whole week I've been hearing mixed reports. It's there today, gone tomorrow thing. But you got devilfish, has been fair. Jug Creek has been doing probably the most consistent. The channel by Uncle Henry's over in Placida.
Okay.
And then Marker 2's had it in there sporadically, but it is a little smaller at Marker 2.
Now, what's going on with the thread fins?
Well, crap. They're from 41 Bridge all the way down to just outside the beaches. Yes, you'll see them dimpling on the surface.
All right, so
from what I heard 3 days ago, there was thread fins from the north side to the south side in between both 41 bridges and going out to the mooring field on the harbor side. I guess it was just stacked with threadies.
So pretty much anywhere in the harbor right now.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? You're pretty much going to sabiki them once you get it, because unless they're right by the markers, it's going to be next impossible to get them up with a cast net.
I'm going to try to see if I can find them in 5 to 7 feet of water if I'm going to throw a cast net. And even then, that's a real bugger.
Yeah, but still, that's pretty easy with a 10, 12-foot net.
Not really.
If you're going out... well, sorry. But if you get out in that 13, 15 feet of water,
definitely going to sabiki them.
Yeah, because I get out there and I had a 5/8 inch and an eighth stretch, and I could 10 and 12 foot. I could do pretty good out there in that deep water with it. But if you're throwing a 3/8, a quarter inch, forget it. 3/8 maybe in a 10 or 12.
Maybe.
But it's definitely tough. Anything else you can think of for whitebait thread fins?
Not really.
How are they along the beaches?
Mixed reports. Very mixed reports. I know they're out there, but I don't know if guys are just too concentrated on the fishing and not paying attention to the bait out there or what, but it's been very mixed reports.
I've heard of them out a little deeper, out like by the power poles, Mary's, Helen's, more the thread fins out in that area.
Yeah, but the thing is out there, I mean, you're coming across some Spanish sardines, thread fins mostly. There's been some schools of ballyhoo out there and some schools of those, what are they called? Hardtails.
Okay, so there's...
Speedos.
Ballyhoo... Speedos,
Spanish sardines, and if you want blue runners for bait, there's plenty of them out there.
I wonder if tarpon would hit them.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, they'll eat a little jack every now and then.
Yeah, you'd almost have to wonder if that'd be good tarpon bait or not. So
I think I'd probably have to give it a little bit of dame bramage.
Anyway,
slow it down just a little bit.
I think that takes us through the report. All I got to do now is load it up. Anything else we should be going over, talking about?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, get this done. And, all right, guys, let us know if you want us to broadcast while we do that, or if you just want us to just do it and don't talk about it, however you want us to do it. So... anyway, there is Fish and Frank here with Robert doing a very slow place-by-place fishing report. If you'd like to go over what you heard, go to fishandfranks.com and click the fishing report page. That's where all that gets posted, and it's place-by-place. If you click the name of the place, and map will come up and show you where it is that we were talking about. So, thank you much for listening. Fish and Frank saying catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.